I'm Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Marketing Trends and the Leeds Art Week.
The saying, cash is king, might have finally met its match in 2020. As more and more businesses and banks push their business toward e-commerce and digital transactions, the result is the further shunning of physical cash altogether. One CMO is hoping to cash in on that trend, if you will, by capitalizing on every single swipe of the credit card, thanks to a little help from AI.
We thought, what if we would use AI technology embedded on our cards, so when you'll scan it, you'll get personalized offerings and content that will help customers to get offers faster and in one offline innovative space.
That's Levin Gomshiashvili, the CMO of Bank of Georgia. And his example of card-linked marketing is a look at how his marketing team hopes to stay ahead of the curve in 2021. On this episode of Marketing Trends, Levin details what else is on the table this year, including how his team works with the product development and sales teams to create winning products and strategies in order to meet the customers where they need them most. Plus, Levin discusses how marketers can stay ahead of the curve, even when their budgets might be cut. Enjoy this episode. Marketing Trends Podcast is brought to you by Salesforce. We bring marketing and engagement together. Learn more at salesforce.com/marketing.
Welcome to Marketing Trends. I'm Ian Faison, host of Marketing Trends, and today we are joined by a special guest, Levin. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
You know, it's a great day and excited to talk marketing, excited to talk about all the cool stuff that you're doing at Bank of Georgia and your background. So let's get into it. How'd you get started in marketing in the first place?
So I've been working in marketing probably from the time I was 15, when I had my own esports team and I tried to attract sponsors for it. However, my biggest influence was marketing communications class, which I took in the University of Edinburgh. When I was doing my master's degree there, Stephanie O'Donoghue, who was our lecturer, showed the whole class the Man Who Walked Around the World, you know, starring Robert Carlyle, which is one-shot, six-minute storytelling masterpiece, if you ask me. So that's when my fascination with marketing like really, really started. So after coming back to Georgia, I started to work at JWT for some time. And me and my friends after that, we found a creative agency and worked heavily with financial, retail, and other industries.
Yeah, I mean, from esports to banking seems like quite a journey there.
Really interesting one.
Yeah, we'll have to ask some questions later on about some of the parallels between esports and marketing. Sure. Because there's some good fodder there. But so I'm curious, like what is your role as CMO? What are the responsibilities for you? How do you think about marketing for the Bank of Georgia?
Yeah, so let me start from Bank of Georgia and I'll go to my responsibilities. So like, as I mentioned beforehand, like while working in my agency, I didn't really think about like switching the jobs. However, Bank of Georgia is, well, one of the biggest Georgian companies employing over 5,000 people. And it's first to be listed, publicly listed company from Georgia on the London Stock Exchange. And I'm not going to go into the details of how all the different innovative products over the years. And the thing is that what really attracted me to Bank of Georgia is that this bank serves over 2.5 million Georgians under honorable and at the same time accountable name, right? Like, and we are a country of 3.5 million. And I don't think that any other brand probably like has as much responsibility towards country and Georgians as Bank of Georgia has. So I'm here mainly while like Bank of Georgia is here to help people achieve more of their potential with like financial and non-financial products. And to move towards the second part, the responsibilities part, when I moved here like a little over a year ago, we were mainly focused on communications part of the marketing. And we've been going through the transformation to work together with like businesses on sales, pricing, product development, etc., while listening to customers and delivering like wide scope of product services and offerings to them. So overall, my responsibility would be like for Bank of Georgia to be well present pretty much on every life stage one goes through if they need us.
Yeah, and so how does that, you know, work for a country that size? You know, what are some of the things that you're thinking about in terms of, you know, building those financial products and marketing those to the people?
Yeah, so a country of this size has obviously so many huge advantages in terms of like understanding the trends faster and reacting to them faster as well. So we've been obviously looking at, we offer a wide range of products and services. So one of earliest product we have is school card, which is like for school kids, and their parents can pick up a debit card for them if they don't want to like give pocket money like in cash, right? So like from that to people over 60 and 70, we offer like wide range of products and services. And obviously we research what their needs are, what their wants are, and what their interests are. And we try to like provide those products coming from that side, like what interests them.
So, you know, as CMO, What are the types of channels that you're looking at? What are you excited about? You know, how do you think about marketing to your customers and to prospects?
So, how we think about marketing is probably how we can bring value to our customers, apart from like obviously with product services and like inspiring communication and brand advertising, etc. So we are always testing different channels. However, we know that huge majority of Georgians are present on Facebook. So that would be one of our main channels, apart from like other social media. And we actually cover pretty much every channel you can name, from offline to online. However, one of the main transformations for us was that we switched pretty much like every our communication from any offline channel this year towards the online. So we've been testing, for example, TikTok. We've been testing like many different channels. As I mentioned, we have a wide range of customers in terms of age as well as interests. So yeah, we just want to bring value to our customers, to give them the products and services they need, they want, in a manner that will be like really easy for them.
Yeah, and you know, previously in your career, you weren't in banking. So I'm curious, like, you know, how is it different, you know, coming into the role? You've been there for, you know, for a little while. What are some of the things that surprised you?
You know, like even I was not working in the banking, our creative agency was working with financial institutions. So we actually had chance to work with one of Georgian banks for a little over 4 years, and Georgian banking brand advertising is not is something that you would see in heavily dependable companies on the brand, right? On retail brands, etc. It's not like only product offerings. It's not like only performance marketing. So overall, even though I was not working in the banking, I pretty much knew the structure and so on. But the main thing is that from agency side and from just being a customer, you don't really understand how much like these people who work in banking think about their customers. in terms of like everything they do. And one of the main surprises, even though it may not sound as a surprise, is that how customer experience in Bank of Georgia is something that the company cherishes and wants to get better at.
Yes. So, you know, you mentioned that you shifted all of your spend to digital. Why did you do that?
Yeah. So obviously, apart from lockdown, we first of all needed to optimize our marketing spending. Like, even though that Bank of Georgia, as I mentioned, was and will be probably present in like pretty much every channel, from OOH to cinema to other channels, we understood that efficiently we could connect with our audience via digital channels. So with digital channels, we've been working on some of our like own medias as well, and I'll talk about that in a bit. But overall, we found some really interesting medias where we could reach our customers more efficiently and work on some innovative stuff that could turn into media as well.
Yeah. So yeah, what are some of those innovative things?
Yeah. So we were working on one product for over a year now. So the brief for us was that we held in our mind was to centralize offerings for different segments. And meanwhile, like second absolutely separate challenge was to redesign our debit and credit cards. And at one meeting, we merged those two, and we understood that whatever the design will be for the card, after 2 or 3 glances, you get used to it, right? We thought, what if we would use AR technology embedded on our cards? So when you'll scan it, you'll get personalized offerings and content. We actually tested that a couple of weeks ago, and we were successful in the last tests, and we'll be presenting cards with AR technology really soon to all of our customers. And that will help customers to get offers faster and in one offline innovative space, as well as on our side, we'll optimize our marketing spending on offer communication. And it's really close to being launched.
Yeah. So, you know, why is that a marketing purview? You know, like, where does that sit kind of in that? Because, like, you know, if you were to think of, you know, who would develop, you know, an AR technology, for example, or something like that, why is that something that you look at?
So that's a great question. Basically, as I mentioned, we don't have any boundaries in terms of marketing, and we just think about what will be interesting for customer, right? So if we are coming from that, falls into marketing category as well. Like, it's not that we created AR technology or something, but we've thought of the way how to like merge the technology that already exists with the owned media that we already have, and like come up with something that is absolutely new.
Walk me through kind of like, how do you measure the success of something like this? Like, do you put KPIs towards this, or like, what does measuring look like?
Yeah. So first off, we in COVID times, we looked at how much spending would we need to do to develop something like this, but we understood that it was hardly any extra budget needed to develop this. But to switch on to the KPI side, yeah, we will be tracking on what percentage of market will get cards with this functionality for first of all in a year. We'll try to understand how many times a person scans the card in a week or in 2 weeks, and plus what will be the engagement towards the offer that was shown. We think that with personalized offerings and like relevant offerings, and that is something we basically always seek, like to be relevant to our customers. I think, yeah, we know that we'll get them some relevant offerings and relevant content there, the engagement will be high enough.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like it's almost like a brand investment, you know, or something like that. Like, you know, I'm curious, like, are you trying to like line up press around it, or is there other components to it?
Yeah, sure. I think we'll, even though we, in a way, already announced that we will be doing it, we'll obviously do like 360 communication on this. And obviously, on the brand side, it is something that will help us in terms of to be perceived as more innovative, etc. But actually, for us, it's you know, it sounds fancy that like AR with cards, and that's why we may think of this project as a purely brand project. But actually, within the Bank of Georgia, within our marketing team, we completely view it as a performance marketing service, you know, for our customers. So yeah, on the communication side, we'll do like 360. We understand that it is something that has never been done before in Georgia 100%, but we couldn't really find any working examples of this from any bank in the world. And I may be mistaken, but we've been extensively doing the research. So yeah, I think it deserves to have like huge communication, but I think with clear KPIs in terms of performance, we'll be able to track how this technology works with our cards for our customers.
You mentioned TikTok. What are you all doing with TikTok?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned our school card as well. And I haven't mentioned, but we have a student card as well. Those are like two great products because it has a functionality of basically having 50% off in public transportation. So even though we are top of mind bank in all age groups in Georgia, we extensively are so in 18 to 24 year olds, who tend to always explore new environments, places, interests, hobbies in short span of time, right? And it keeps us moving as well. So we look at it as a guide to provide better offerings to them, and while measuring the level of interest and engagement from customers' point of view. So we understood that pretty much the only channel we haven't been on that is like in a way popular for this age group was TikTok. So we are not like doing bank stuff there. We actually try to have we have a project called the name of the project is Future Professions, and we are talking with some YouTubers. We are talking with UX, UX designers, etc., with the relatively new professions for the country to give our student target and like school target awareness on the new professions and where they could drive their career towards.
Yeah. So how do you build those relationships? What does that look like? Do you have someone on your team that manages that that sort of stuff? Or are you getting involved in the day to day there?
So what I'm really lucky with is that I have a great team, and that team is like we have brand managers for pretty much every segment, starting from like business to premium business to like youth to young professionals to family, etc. So what we do is that we go through the strategy together, and we do those strategy tactical checkups on the strategy where we are and all those models and how to get where we want to get and so on every like pretty much 3 months. So it depends on how much I want to be involved and in day-to-day stuff, but our like brand managers and our marketers who are doing incredible job with communicating with different segments they do that obviously on day-to-day basis.
You know, those sort of things can just be so high visibility, you know. I'm just curious, like, you know, how much of that stuff you want to come to your decision making, you know, especially when you're talking about, like, you know, brand advocates or, you know, people like that, depending on, you know, the type of celebrity or whatever.
You know, I think that the worst thing that could happen to marketer or to a brand is to lose relevance. So what we strive upon to is the most important thing for us when doing marketing for retail banking or whatever industry it is, for us, it's like pure relevance. So even though like I don't really need to be involved in like day-to-day stuff, I really want to like understand how the trends are changing. And I think my, well, I'd love to believe so that my team enjoys me being around in terms of discussions of that as well. Because, yeah, together, I think more like smart people are around, more like better ideas come to everyone. So, yeah, I think that I'm balancing not to micromanagement, because I think that just loses motivation for brand managers and so on, because as I mentioned, like, they are great professionals who know what they are doing, and I'm there for them, and whenever they need me, we discuss stuff, and we go as deep into a project as they want. But yeah,
how do you view data?
With data, I actually had an interesting experience of just doing a data program with like top management called Bank of Georgia, data program on machine learning and AI to like understand better everything that we are doing in terms of being a data-driven organization. So like it was a 3 or 4 month program. And to be honest, before the program, I was like thinking about data only in terms of like everyone else does, right? You know, who had like a couple of articles read on it and has like some interest in it. But as extensive like I went into like understanding the future possibilities in terms of data, the more like I understood my personal behavior. So I actually, well, while completely understanding that and being comfortable with me handling my data, I, for getting more personalized experience, I'm ready to give up some of my data to, you know, like get more and more personalized service. However, yeah, overall, I think that it always should come down to a customer. And with that decision, everybody should proceed with the service they want to receive.
Yeah. So do you have any favorite campaigns that you've run over the last year or so?
Last year or so. So you know, I think last year was particularly hard for pretty much everyone to differentiate themselves and adapt their brand strategy to something that would be unique. I think some of the brands did it. For example, Burger King, as always, that they asked their fans to eat in other restaurant chains as well, in to support them. However, yeah, I think this year was not particularly like in terms of like having really, really, really new, fresh campaigns. Even though, as I said, like there are some brands that obviously did their best.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I'd agree. I mean, I think that there's just a lot of people that are kind of in the same boat. We're just trying to make the best of it and trying to just be helpful and help people in kind of different ways.
Have you actually seen the edit of 10 or 15 brand advertisements from like different brands that was pretty much like same in terms of messaging. And it was like, that was like, when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I think we did something same here. So I think that everybody, like, it started from one brand and it actually included like 10 brands or something. So everybody was using those, you know, power words like together and like, we're going to overcome this, etc. So yeah, I think, yeah, it 2021 will be a much better year in terms of, even with the marketing budget cuts and so on, it will be differentiated year for the brand communication and campaigns.
Yeah. So what's next for Bank of Georgia? What do you have up your sleeve for next year?
Actually, we will double down probably on our digitalization, because we've been really, really, really successful in that, and that success came from, obviously, from what customers need and want. And even though, like, beforehand, we were pretty strong in terms of our digital channel usage, I think that we reached absolutely new heights in that, with obviously help from our customers, because it was so relevant. So I think that our digital channels and products will take up much of our time in 2021. I think that even though we will optimize our brand budget, brand advertisement budget, I think we will still be, try to be, and hopefully we will succeed in that, be relevant with like inspiring campaigns. You know, our motto in English translates as "Don't stop." I think we've backed up that motto with actions this year as well. Like, we actually brought 500 startups, one of the biggest accelerators in the world, to Georgia. And with like 500's help, I think we leveled up the Georgian startup scene, as well as like many other different things during the lockdown in terms of like helping businesses, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that even though we are all hopeful about 2021, like probably first half of 2021 will still be something uncertain. It will still be where we will get to know our customer behaviors and how it's changed post-pandemic. So I think we'll be carefully listening to our customers and understanding where we can bring them more value and how can we be more relevant to them.
So tell me about esports. Do you have any lessons for us of going from trying to make an esports team to marketing?
Yeah, esports, you know, like, it was 15 years ago when I think now, and like 15 years ago, it was like when I was 15, the scene was completely different, completely different. And that has been, we just held the championship for our, like, for our students segment a couple of months ago, the online event. And I just got to know what's happening and how's everything going in esports. And I was like really surprised, because all the huge brands obviously are in esports, and I, in a way, knew that, but I didn't know the scale of prize money and so on that is involved in esports. But what I can say is that, like, esports really helped me, even though I played water polo as well and so on. But esports really helped me to understand the team better, you know, again, to be more of a team player. And I think playing and being in a team early on really helps in terms of being a good team player at work. But I think I'd urge all the marketers to look into esports, and their brand may have a place there. I think the viewer counts and the eyes that are looking at esports, plus in the time that we are all at home, has been tremendously growing.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable to watch, watch the rise of esports over the last, decade and a half. It's been stunning. I mean, do you see some Bank of Georgia sponsorships in the future for some esports teams?
I don't think that we will sponsor a team. The strategy of ours is to help national teams. For example, we are sponsors of our national Olympic team. In terms of like esports, the last team that won world qualifiers from Georgia were sponsored by Bank of Georgia as a national team. So we always try to find, micro communities where people are doing some passionate stuff and they are like really interested in what they are doing and they really need expertise or some other kind of help that we may provide from Bank of Georgia. So we always try to partner up with such communities. And one of those communities for us, apart from my, nostalgic passion and understanding of esports, is now probably esports as well. So
yeah, that's super cool. I didn't know about sponsoring the Olympic team and things like that. That makes a ton of sense. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's and plus on the Olympics, Georgia has been really, really, really successful. Even from the country, as I mentioned, of 3.5 million, to get 3 and 5 and 7 medals from the Olympics is something that we as a country are really happy about, and we are really happy as individuals as well as a brand to be part of it, to be partners with our national teams in different sports.
Okay, let's get into our lightning round. These questions are fast and easy, just like marketing with Salesforce. You can go to salesforce.com/marketing to learn more about marketing on the world's number one CRM. That is Salesforce. Put your customer at the center of every interaction. Go to salesforce.com/marketing to learn more. Salesforce.com/marketing. Lightning round questions. Levin, are you ready?
I am. Let's go.
Number one, do you have a favorite book or podcast that you've been reading or listening to recently?
So favorite book would be Radical Candor. Favorite podcast would be Acquired.
Oh yeah, both good ones.
Apart from obviously Marketing Trends. Yeah.
Oh, of course. You're such a startup guy. Those are great, great answers.
thanks.
What about a TV show that you've been binging?
The last one obviously was Queen's Gambit.
Sure.
Yeah.
So good.
What about you?
Great question. So I just, what did I recently do? I just rewatched, Witcher season one. Cause that show is great.
Yeah, it is.
So I just, it's like winter and, it's like a good winter show. What else have I been watching? Oh, Mandalorian is amazing. And His Dark Materials.
It is. And probably it will go in as a classic, right?
Yeah. What's your best advice for a first-time CMO?
Whoa. For a first-time CMO, I would say listen and don't forget to follow your heart and why you are there and why you are doing what you're doing and what you believe in. That would be maybe I'm speaking to a year and a half ago myself, but yeah, I would say that is something that would be my couple of words for first time CMOs.
If you weren't in marketing, what do you think you'd be doing?
Great question. Actually, I think that I would play guitar.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
In a band or solo?
No, obviously in a band. solo would be in a way boring, you know, of me, not that.
What's one question that you never get asked that you wish you were asked more often?
I think that that question would be, where marketing starts and where it ends. And I think that you actually asked me that in terms of why we are doing AR. So I think that's my first, and thank you for that question.
Look at us, huh? All right. I like it. Levin, that's it. That's all we got for today. Any final thoughts? Anything to plug?
Actually, thank you so much for doing this, and happy to have been here, and happy to have talked to you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it. You are definitely our marketing expert in Georgia for sure. So if there's anything in the meantime, just let us know.
Sure.
Take care.
Thank you.
Marketing Trends Podcast is brought to you by Salesforce. Discover marketing built on the world's number one CRM, Salesforce. Put your customer at the center of every interaction. Automate engagement with each customer and build your marketing strategy around the entire customer journey. Salesforce. We bring marketing and engagement together. Learn more at salesforce.com/marketing.